I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Many are calling it far-fetched, but an entrepreneur is reviving a proposal to draw water from Utah's Green River and funnel it to Colorado's growing and drought-prone Front Range. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
The pipeline would move billions of gallons of water across hundreds of miles from Utah through Wyoming and down into Colorado. Randy Ray is with the Central Colorado Water Conservancy District in Greeley. He's interested in some of that water for agriculture in his region north of Denver.
After the cities make one use of it, then maybe our district can benefit from the second use of that water.
Still, it appears most environmental groups are against it. Zach Frankel is with the Utah Rivers Council. He says the project is not about meeting people's water needs.
It's more of a water rush to make some money by building an unnecessary and very expensive water project at the public's expense.
He says it would also jeopardize wildlife, including four species of endangered fish. The project has applied for a permit. The state will give the public a chance to weigh in before a decision is made. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ellie Budner.
The Defense Department's internal watchdog agency plans to investigate the Air Force Academy office that supports sexual assault victims after a previous inquiry found it was derelict in its duties because of poor management. An internal academy investigation last year said the office was plagued by infighting, rumors, and shoddy record keeping. The director resigned, and the academy said it would restructure the office. The inspector general will also look into whether the academy's criminal investigators handle assault cases properly and will also review the school's mental health services for sexual assault victims. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.